Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Shvois Chaf Gimel. We begin on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, five lines off the bottom at the beginning of the Gemara section. Amar Abchir, Bar Abba, Amar Shmuel. But perhaps before we continue, let's just do a quick reference back to the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah. Shvuah Shaloi Eichal, I swear not to eat. He went ahead and ate and drank. How many times is he chayiv? How many liabilities does he have? Mishnah says only one. Okay, because we're going to see this in the Gemara exactly, you know, how this works. Another case is Shvuah Shaloi Eichal Vishaliyesht. He makes a shvuah not to eat or drink, and he specifies not food nor drink, and he does both. Eats and drinks. In this case, he's chayev too. Okay, fine. So that's the beginning of the Mishnah. Let's skip down to the Gemara. So five lines off the bottom. What if he only says, I will not eat? And then he drinks. Right, so the Mishnah spoke about, I will not eat, and he eats and drinks. I will not eat or drink, and he does both. So in all cases, he's chayev. But I will not eat. And then he drinks. He doesn't eat. He drinks. Is he chayev? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Shmuel, Shvuah Shelo Eichal, I swear not to eat. Instead of eating, he drinks. V'shasa. He is chayev. Why? Because drinking is included in eating. It's part and parcel of the mealtime experience. It's secondary to food. When you say, I'm not going to eat, it refers to drinking as well, even though he didn't specify it. Either we can derive this from logic, or from a pasuk. Tesis says, the svara isn't so simple, so we need a pasuk as well. It could be plain logic. Like, people converse, and they say, well, come, let's have a bite. Let's go eat something. And what do they do? They go and they have a full meal. They eat and they drink. Apparently, when you say, I'm going to have a bite, it means eating and drinking. Vaili, they go in, v'achle v'shah, so they eat and drink. So achila covers shtia as well. Boy say makro, or it's from a pasuk, shtia b'chal achila. We find that shtia is included, is covered by the term achila, damar shlokish, mean nine. How do we know that this, in fact, is true? L'shtia b'chshei b'chal achila, shenama, we have the pasuk by maser sheni. Pasuk says, go ahead and eat your maser sheni material in Yerushalayim. Ve'ochalta begins with the word ve'ochalta, eat. And then it refers to drink as well. Look at the pasuk. Ve'ochalta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. V'mokam asher yivchar l'shaken shmei shom. Maser d'ganecha, your grain, that's food. V'siroishcha, and your wine. V'siroish is certainly chamru, it's wine. Uksiv, and the pasuk begins by calling it food. Ve'ochalta, go eat. Clearly, drinking and eating is synonymous. Well, v'dilma adei nigrin, perhaps this wine is not being drunk as a liquid. It was used as an ingredient in this soup, in this sort of cooked vegetable dish. Dama rabba rashmol anigrin, what is anigrin? Maya the silky, it's a, you know, some sort of beet dish. Achsigroin, different type of dish. Maya the chulu silky, it's a... all types of vegetable, all types of cooked vegetables. So perhaps the wine alluded to in this pasuk is merely serving as an ingredient, as an enhancement to food. It's being eaten as food, not as drink. Hence the term v'achalta. Ella Amar Vach Bar Yaakov Mihocha, I have a different pasuk to prove this point. That drink is covered by food. V'nasata Akesef, here the pasuk says, take your money, your Masa Sheni money, use it, gizum tehet in Yerushalayim, spend it on foodstuffs, b'chayla shata'av nafshecha, anything you desire, b'bakar, b'tzoin, which is certainly food, u'b'yayin b'sheichar, wine. U'b'sheichar, what's yayin? That's chamru, it's wine. Uksib v'chalta, the pasuk calls it v'chalta. Right? That's the next word in the pasuk, right? B'chayla shata'av nafshecha, v'chalta. Right? V'achalta refers to liquids as well. Hence, we see shtia is bechlal achila. Perhaps here too, the wine is serving as an ingredient in this cooked dish and eaten as in a food form. The answer is sheichar ksiv. The pasuk mentions yayin and sheichar. We assume that sheichar is merely explaining the word yayin. Uba yayin uba sheichar means that the wine is being consumed in a sheichar form. Sheichar ksiv, midi de meshaker, in a form where it intoxicates a person. Derach shikra, says Rashi, in a liquid form. V'dumat ve'la ki'ilis, no, perhaps yayin is wine inserted into a food dish. The term sheichar is not clarifying what yayin is. Sheichar is a different item. Some food stuff, some item that can intoxicate, that can dizzy a person. Like a fig coming from the town of Ki'ila, very powerful, very strong figs that had that intoxicating, dizzying effect. That's why it's called sheichar desanya, as we find regarding a kohen who's forbidden to serve in the Mikdash while intoxicated. And in a sense, it applies to these types of intoxicating foods as well. Achal dvela ki'ilis, he ate this type of fig, v'shasa dvash, v'chalav, or he drank some sort of honey, fermented honey drink, v'chalav, or a strong milk, v'nichnas l'migdash v'avad, and he enters and serves in the Beis HaMikdash under the influence, chayav, he's chayav. Here as well, sheichar by Masar Sheni is perhaps a food item, not a drink. Ella gomar sheichar sheicha minazir. Rather, how do we know that in fact the term sheichar mentioned by Masar Sheni is not speaking about a solid food, rather wine? Through a gzera shava, we connect it to the pasuk by Nazir. Mal halon yayin, just like over there, where it says sheichar. The sheichar refers to real wine. The pasuk clearly speaks about, grape-related products there, which are forbidden to the Nazir. Afkan yayin, likewise, the term sheichar by Masar Sheni is a reference to wine, as we said earlier. The word sheichar is explaining the word yayin to say that the wine here is speaking about actual wine, not just merely an enhancing ingredient inserted into some sort of soup and some sort of. We're speaking about outright wine, drunk as a liquid, in a manner which is mishacher, which intoxicates a person. So clearly, the pasuk is referring to liquids and calling it v'achalta. Hence, we have proven our point that shtia b'chlal achila, drinking, is viewed somewhat as a form of eating as well. Amarava, afanan amitanina. So far, we prove it from a svara. From a pasuk, says Rava, I have a Mishnah as well, our Mishnah, to prove this point, that shtia is covered under achila. So Mishnah says, shvur shaloi oichal. Right? That was the first case in the Mishnah. I will not eat. V'achal v'shasa. And he eats and drinks. In one, lapse of forgetfulness, how many times is he chayiv? Eino chayiv ala achas. The Mishnah has to point out to us that he's only chayiv one. Because it's deemed one experience. And it's one, hailing, one lapse of forgetfulness. It's like he only, did one thing wrong. Now, let's think about it. If you'll agree to me that shtia is b'chlal achila, that explains why the Tana sought to highlight this halacha. It's drichle l'tana l'shmin, Tana had to teach us that although he ate and sort of ate again, although in a liquid form, but it's considered like he ate again because shtia and achila is synonymous. So you think perhaps he's chayiv too because he violated his shvur twice. No, the answer is he's only chayiv one because it's like a person ate and ate again and ate again. If it's within one halam, one forgetfulness, it's considered one experience, he's only chayiv one. But there's a need to point it out. Yisrich le'letan l'shminan, Tana has to come teach us this point. He's only chayiv one, despite the fact that he repeated his offense by eating and eating again, being that the shtir that he had the second time is deemed like eating. So you think, well, he did it twice. He ate and he ate. It's chayav two. No, only chayav one. Because it's one experience. Eli anu shtir la v'chal achila. But if you were to say, if you were to argue this point, drinking is totally separate. It doesn't relate to eating. Eating is eating, and drinking is totally something separate. It doesn't fall under the umbrella of achila. So, in this case where he swore not to eat and he ate, okay, he's chayav one. Then he goes and he drinks. Why would you even entertain the notion that he's chayav another one for drinking? It's like he turned on the light. Drinking and eating are just unrelated. Eliyahu's shtiyah lav b'chlal achila. But if you were to argue this point and say, well, shtiyah is not covered by achila, it's not a form of eating. Imagine shvuah shelo eichal. He swears not to eat. V'achal, and he eats. Okay, one down. V'asa malacha, then he turns on the light. Mi'istruch lashminin, then he chayev al'achas. It goes without saying that he's only chayev one. I mean, he didn't swear not to turn on lights. So if drinking is a totally separate act, he didn't swear not to drink. Clearly it is included in the achila. And when he forbade himself from eating, he really meant drinking too. And the chiddush is, even though he ate and then drank as well, you think he did a double offense. Still, he's only chayav one because it's a one in one lapse of, you know, of unawareness. So that seems to prove our point that in fact, typically, eating and drinking go together. Shtiyah is bechalal achila. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asked him a question. Elamai. Okay, so what's your point? That shtiyah is bechalal achila? Fine. That would explain the first halacha in the Mishnah. You know what the explain what the chiddush is. But what about the next part of the Mishnah? Amos Seifa, let's move on to the case of Shvua. Shaloi Eichav al Shaloi Eshta. That was the second case in the Mishnah. I swear not to eat or to drink. So he specifies both things clearly. Vachal Vashas, and he ate and drank. Chayiv Shtayim is Chayiv 2. Why is he Chayiv 2? According to you, it's only one. Because Kibin Shalom Shaloi Eichav, once he promises not to eat, eating also means drinking, right? It's Shaloi Bishtiyah. He's already usher to drink. So shtiyah is covered as well. So now when he goes and he adds another shvuah against drinking, it's a fifth wheel. It's redundant. It's ineffective. You can't add a shvuah, an isser, on a pre-existing isser. Once he made it usser, now he's adding another prohibition upon himself not to drink. Am I chayv? Why should he be chayv for that second oath? Ilu amar. Imagine, just to highlight this point. Imagine shaloi eshte trei zimni. Imagine he would have said, I'm not drinking. And then again, I'm not drinking. And he drinks. Would he be chayev too? Of course not. Mim chayev tart? Of course not. He wouldn't be chayev too. Likewise, when he said, I'm not going to eat, it already covers not eating or drinking. And when he added, I'm not going to drink as well, that's a superfluous, ineffective comment, ineffective shvua. So why is he chayav two? Amar Leis, so Rabbah responds, apparently, the order must be switched. Hasam, in that case, you're right. I'm not going to eat, and then he said, I'm not going to drink, it's not going to work. De'amar shalei esht, v'ha de'amar shalei oichal. Let's switch it around. The correct order was, first he swore not to drink. That forbade him from drinking. But eating, he's still okay, because although drinking is covered by eating, because drinking is secondary to eating, right? It supplements, it complements the food experience. But it doesn't go the other way around. Nobody will argue that eating is covered by drinking. So a shvuah not to drink is limited to not to drink. It doesn't cover eating. And then he added another shvuah not to eat. Oh, and now he proceeds and eats and drinks. He has violated both oaths. Each oath, independently, is a fully effective oath. The shtiyah b'chlal achila isa, certainly drinking is covered by eating, but not the other way around. Achila b'chlal shtiyah lesa. Nobody will say that eating is supplementing the drink, is secondary to drinking, is covered by drinking. So that answers your question. Aval continues the Gemara. Okay, so you mean to say, Amar shvuah if you would say it in order, the way we initially thought he did. First, I'm not going to eat, and then I'm going to drink. In this case, you're telling me, even though he ate and drank, he's only chayav one. Because the initial ban against food covered drink as well. The second ban on drink was ineffective. Since it's already asr, on account of the first ban, right? Aval omar shvor shalayoicha. And then he says, v'shalayeshta. And he did both. V'achal v'shasa. My. What's the end result? Eino chayav al-achas. He's only chayav one, right? Is that what you mean to say? Why didn't the Mishnah point this out? This is a real nice halacha that we ought to know. So, let's go back to the first case of the Mishnah, which was seeking to present to us a halacha where he's only chayav one. It should have highlighted this case. This is an interesting case. This is a big chiddush. It would have really brought out the point well. Although, you would think he gets two chiyuvim. No, it's only one. Iyachi, if that's the case, adetani reisha. Instead of the first case of the Mishnah being a simple, straightforward, rather, you know, elementary case of shvur shalei oichal, I promise not to eat. Stop. V'achal v'shasan, eats and he drinks. Ein chayv al-achas. He's only chayv one. Which is an interesting halacha, but it could have brought out its point with a greater chiddush. The case that we just mentioned. But even there, he's only chayv one. Listen, he should have better said a case where he said shvur shalei oichal and he said v'shalei yashta, which seems to be a double shvur, and he eats and drinks, even there he's only chayav one, and he chayav al-achas, as we explained, because the first ban against food covered drink as well, which renders the second ban against drink redundant. That would have been a great chiddush for Koshkin, and certainly, of course, it would be self-understood that if you would only say shalei oichal, I'm not going to eat luchudei on its own without adding any more, of course he's only chayav one, despite the fact that he ate and drank because he only did one shvua. So if you're indeed right, that when he says shalei oichal, and he says shalei eshta, and he eats and drinks, he's only chayav one, why didn't the Mishnah point this out? Ela loylam kediktani. Says the Gemara, you know what? You're right. Instead of reversing the case as we had proposed, no, let's learn the aloha at face value. That in fact, he said shalei oichal, and then he said shalei yashta. Right? We had thought that it's the other way around. It only works if he starts with the shtia, and then he adds the achila, in which case the shtia becomes asr, and then the achila becomes asr, which explains why if he eats and drinks, he's chayef too. No, that's not the case. Certainly we'll learn it as it says in the Mishnah. Shalei oichal was first, and then shalei yashta, and then he ate and drank. How many is he chayef too? As per your question, why two? I'm not going to eat, cover's not going to drink as well. And anything that follows that is redundant. In which case, he's only chayef one for one shvur. Let him kiditani. It does work the way it says it in the Mishnah. Mishani Yochir, it's different. You know why it works? Because once he declares, I'm not eating, and he follows up by saying, I'm not going to drink as well. What is he telling us about his first statement? I didn't mean to cover drink. Otherwise, why would I have to come back and follow up with drink and make a separate ban on drink? Clearly, I was not trying to cover drink in my first ban. So although had he have stopped there, I'm not going to eat. End of story. We assume it covers drink as well, but not where he came back and followed up with another ban on drink, indicating that he's banning shtia only now with the second shvua. And that amounts to two shvuas. One for eating separately, one for drinking separately. And if he eats and drinks, he's chayef too. So here it's really an exceptional case. Where he's revealing to us, he's indicating to us what his intention was. To keep food and drink separate. Keep it the amar shlo eichel. Once he says shlo eichel, v'hada amar shlo eshten, comes back and says another ban against drinking, Goli Adati is indicating to us the hachachila the amar, that the initial ban against food that he said, achila gudasi, it was limited strictly to food. And now the second ban was specific to drink. And when he follows by eating and drinking, he's chayav too. Okay, so Rabbah attempted to bring a raya from the Mishnah. right? Where it says, in the first case of the Mishnah, I'm not going to eat, and he eats and drinks. The Mishnah had to teach us. He's only chayiv one. Because really, drinking is part of the eating experience. I would think it generates another chayiv. It's not like just turning on the light. It's like, it's a form of eating. I would think he's chayiv another one for that. The answer is no, because although you should be, but it's in the same experience, it's bundled together. That was the raya from the Mishnah, shdiya b'chlal achila. And regarding the kasha from the next case of the Mishnah, we went back and forth and we resolved it. Amar Rav Ashi, masis namideik. I'll bring you another raya from our very Mishnah, from the last part of the Mishnah. Shvur shel eichel, I promise not to eat. V'achal eichlen she'en ruin achila, and he ate inedibles. V'shasa mashkin she'en ruin l'shtiya, he drank liquid which is not really drinkable. Potter, he's potter because he does not include it in the Yisr. What does this imply? Haru'in chayiv. If they were edible and drinkable, he would be chayiv. Why is he chayiv for drinking? He banned food, not drink. He said, I'm not going to eat. Why is he chayiv for drinking? Apparently, drinking is covered by eating. Well, no, Dilma da Amar Tarti, perhaps the Mishnah is alluding to a double shvur. He said shvur shalei echel, and also shvur shalei yesh. In which case, he can't really, prove your point. Shvur shalei echel v'echel paschitin. The Mishnah speaks about a fellow who itemized shvur. First, he said a shvur shalei echel, okay, a general ban on all food, and he ate all types of foods. He's only chayiv one, because he only violated one shvur. But if he says shvur shalei echel, and he specifies wheat bread, barley bread, spelt bread, right? Pas chitin, or pas sa'ir, pas kusman, he ate all those. He's chayiv for multiple violations of multiple bans, because they're separate shvuos, one per type of bread. Who says he was trying to generate multiple shvuos? Says the Gemara Vaduma, perhaps the reason for his itemization was to exclude other materials. I'm only banning upon myself these types of breads. But perhaps it's really just one ban on all of them. He didn't mean to make multiple shvois. V'dilma l'miftar nafshei mechor nasekasi. He was just trying to exempt himself from other materials. Well, in that case, havali l'mei machitim zer nekusmin. If that was all he was trying to do, he didn't have to add the word pas and pas and pas. Rather, I'm not going to eat chitin and zer nekusmin. The fact that he added pas chitin, or pas sa'ir, or pas kusmin, indicates to us that he's trying to enact a separate ban, one per item. No, v'dil malakus. Perhaps, had he done that, had he spoken short form, it would have been misunderstood, as though he's alluding to chewing these grains raw. And he's banning that upon himself, but allowing bread, and that's why he was compelled to say bread. That's all. No, but the Havali Lameimar, if that was all he's trying to do, he didn't have to repeat the word bread so many times. All he could have said was pas chitin usern ukusman. Why repeat the word pas so many times? Well, Baduma pas chitin lechel, perhaps had he have said it that way, again, it would have been misunderstood, as though he's banning, forbidding real bread, chitin bread, and sa'ir nekusman locus. And he's adding also, chewing raw grain, barley and spelt, a grain. Locus means to chew it raw. Right? If you would just say, I'm not eating pas chitin, and then say usa'ir ukusman, perhaps the ban on is on the chita bread, and on the raw, sa'ir nekusman grain. That's why he was compelled to say pas chitin, upas sa'ir, upas kusmin, to indicate that he's banning all types of breads. Well, no, then he still could have just said pas chitin, vishel sa'ir, also barley bread, vishel kusmin, also spelled bread. He didn't have to repeat the word pas so many times. No, because as the Gemara, if that would have been his expression, it would have been misunderstood again. It would sound like he's banning a mix. a bread which is like a multi-grain grain bread, mixed from all different types of grains? Had he just said pas, chitin, vishal, osarin, vishal, kusmin? Well, to avoid that, he could have said it in short form, eimo, v'chein shal sarim. Start by saying pas chitim, and also the one of sarim, v'chein shal kusmin, also the one of kusmin, without repeating pas so many times. Pas, pas, lomali, what's the point of pas so many times? Pamino, l'chalak. Clearly, he's trying to make separate bands, one per item. Likewise, when it comes to drink, shvua shalai eshta, a general ban against all types of drinks, prompts only one shvua, only one iser, despite him drinking many types of liquids. However, if he itemizes, he specifies, shvua shalai eshta, wine, shemen, right, udvash, and he drinks all of them, he's chayiv a separate chiyuv per item. But if he specifies, that separates the, it generates multiple bands. Now here, he didn't say pas. He didn't repeat pas multiple times like in the previous case. He just says, how do we know he meant to establish multiple bands, separate shvuos? Certainly in the previous case, the amrus, you have explained very nicely, miyashvali pas, l'chiyuva, the repetition of pas, indicates separate liabilities. Okay, elahach, but in this case, he didn't do that. Might have a little meima, what then could he have said? How do we know that he's trying to make separate bands? Dilma, maybe perhaps, his reference to these specific liquids was to, package his shvua. Then only these are off limits, but other types of liquids are fine. That's all he's trying to do. But certainly it's one shvua on all these types of liquids. He's trying to exempt himself from the other ones. No excuse. In the front of Askin was speaking that these items were on the table. There was no need for him to name them by name. We all know what he has in mind. It's right here. Shayla Lemmy could have simply said, shvua shle yeshte, I'm not going to drink these. Well, had he have said it that way, we would misunderstand. We would think he's saying, Elu who did Lashasina, I'm not going to drink these bottles here, Achrin Shasina, but other bottles of the same liquid I would drink. But still, he could have said, Shvu, I'm not going to drink things like this, meaning these types of liquids. No, Dilma Kigoin Elu, Lashasina. Had he said it that way, again, it would be misunderstood as though he's saying, only this size bottle, only this amount, I'm not going to drink. But less than this amount, or more than that, I'm drinking. But still, he still could have said it concisely by saying, I'm not going to drink this type of liquid. No, but perhaps people would understand that he's saying, I'm not going to drink this type. But these specific bottles here, I'm going to drink. I'm not going to drink, Pepsi. This type of drink, I'm not going to drink. But the Pepsi standing right here, I'm going to drink. But still, he could have said, I'm not going to drink these and any of these liquids either. So this would cover everything. He's banning these specific bottles and anything like them. The fact that he specified, I'm not going to drink yayin and dvash, and he specifies, calls them by name, tells us something about his intention to enact separate vows, separate shvois, one for the wine, one for the dvash, and one for the right. Rav Acha bar Ravika Omar, have another teretz, how we see his intention. We're speaking that he's being pressured. Come, drink the wine with me. Come, drink the Omar loy. Reuben approaches Shimon with a request. But you say, Yumi, come have a drink with me. We'll have some wine, some yayin, v'shemen advash. So when he turned down the offer, all he needed to say was, I'm not drinking with you, period. It's clear that he was being offered these items. He could have just said, no thanks. Why did he have to come back and name them by name? The Ha'ilei Lema, he could have simply responded, Shvua, Shalei Yashtimcha. I'm not going to drink with you. Have a nice day. Why do they have to specify and name them? Yai, Veshem, and Vash, Lomeli, what's the point? apparently l'chayav k'achsav achas to enact a separate shvuah one per item. Tana Nosam, we have a Mishnah later on in Al Masechta. Up until now we spoke about shvuah's bitui, right? When he makes a shvuah to refrain, to do something, not to do. There's something called shvuah's hapikadon. Where is the item that I gave you for safekeeping? Nothing doing. Totally denies it. Turns out that he's falsifying it, and he's denying a monetary claim. That's called shvuas hapikadoin, in which case, if he admits, he has to bring a karbon, right? So the fellow approached his friend. Do you recall that I gave you some of my wheat, some of my barley, some of my spelt? Could I have it back? Me? Wheat, spelt. Wrong address. Shvuah she'en lecha b'yadi klum. I swear, you have nothing by me. Nothing. So it's a general denial without specifying, specific items or materials. Turns out that he lied. Eino chayv al achas is chayv only one. Because it was one general shvuah. But if he specified, and he said, shvuah she'en lecha b'yadi chitin, osayr v'kusman, I swear, you have nothing by me. And he specifies, not wheat, not barley, not spelt. In this case, he separated them into separate vows. Chayev al kalachas va'achas. If he comes back and he admits, he's chayev one per denial. Because they're separate denials. So we have two cases in the Mishnah. In case one, it was a simple, straightforward denial. A general denial, you have nothing by me. He's chayev only one. In the second case, he separated his denials. First he says, you have nothing by me. And the Chabiyadi, and he explained himself. Chitin, Usar, and Kusmin, is chayiv, one per denial. Bam Rabbi Yechanan, in order to be chayiv, the denial had to pertain to something with value. Minimum of Shavu Pruta. Okay? Let's say, in order to get to the grand total of a Pruta, you would have to combine a little wheat, a little barley. So altogether, he denied a Shavu Pruta. Can you combine that? Yeah. Even if you would have to tally together all these materials to arrive at the grand total of a pruta, it works. You can mitzarev, you can combine it, and it's deemed a shavar pruta denial. Now comes a question. So in case one, it was a single denial on everything. Pretty straightforward, he's only chayav one. But in the next case, separate denials. How many liabilities do we have? Chitin, that's one. Sa'irim is two. And Kusmin is three. Is there another one as well? Because he started with a flat-out denial. You have nothing by me, right? And then explained himself. Shu'ashen l'chabiyyadi, and he explained Chitin and Sa'irim. Perhaps that adds another Shu'ah to the list as well. You look at it like, first, it was a general denial, a flat-out denial, and then came specific denials. So instead of amounting to a total of three, it was really four denials. Do we say that or not? And if, in fact, we add another element of denial, a general denial to that case, then you can combine the materials to get to the Shavu Pruta total, because it's considered one denial with respect to that aspect of denial. So Rabbi Yechanan's concept would hold true in the second case as well, with respect to the element of general denial present in that response. So is it or not? Machlokes. Pligi bar Ravacha Ravina is machlokes between these two amiroim. Chadam, one explains that prati mechayiv. In the second case, where he denied separately for the chitim and the ser and the kusim, he's only chayiv three. Aklogel mechayiv, there's no general denial involved there, because he's merely explaining his denial. I don't owe you this, this, and this. It's a total of three. V'chadam, and the other one says, no. There's an additional element of denial. Blank check denial. Aklogel mechayiv, there's a general denial as well, on top of the specifics that he added afterwards. Okay, so that pertains to shvuas hapikadoin, oaths involving monetary denials. Let's go back home. Hachamai over here, when he banned food and drink upon himself. So we have similar cases here too. I swear I'm not going to eat. Period. It's a blanket shvuah. And he eats all kinds of materials. How many liabilities? One. But if he says I'm not going to eat this, this, or that. So there are three shvuos here to speak of. But is there an additional general shvuah as well? Because first he started by saying, I'm not going to eat. So although he followed by saying, I'm not going to eat this, this, and this, but possibly it's considered one shvuah of le'eichal, and then additional detailed shvuahs, this, this, or that. Amar Rava, no, of course not. You can't compare our story to shvuahs ha'pikadon. Monetary denials work differently. You see over there. You know, even if he denied everything with a shvuah and repeated that shvuah again and again and again, he's chayiv per time. See, it's different than a shvuah of not eating or not drinking. We've learned this many times, that once he establishes a ban, you can't add another layer of iser, because once it's aser, it's called mushba v'oimed mar sina, it's like a mitzvah, you have to keep it, you can't add another layer of iser. That's by shvuas bitui, when you establish bans upon yourself. But monetary issue, it's very different, because even after you denied it with a shvuah, you can come back and admit it. So when he goes and repeats his denial with a shvuah, he's reinforcing that denial over and over again, and if he comes around and he admits, he's chayev separately per shvuah. So in the case where he said shvuah she'en lecha biyadi chitin u'se'er nekusmin, it can very well be that he's chayev one for saying shvuah she'en lecha biyadi, you have nothing by me, and then another shvuah for chitin, another for kusmin, another for se'er. It's not a contradiction. He's just reinforcing his denial. You can add another layer of shvuah to produce many liabilities. How could you compare our sugya to that sugya? Hasam mechayva klalim mechayva prat. Over there, it could make sense. It could very well be that shvuah she'en lecha biyad echitin u'se'er nekusmin encompasses two types of denials. One general denial, nothing. And then he added specifics. So although in a way it's a repetition, it does generate more liabilities. Because even if he would have sworn outright, I don't owe you a penny, and repeated that same shvuah verbatim, I don't owe you a penny. Each one is a separate shvuah, and each one is chayiv separately. So repetition is not an issue. Hacha, but by banning upon oneself, you know, food or drink, once it's there, it's there. You can't add and can't reinforce it. Hacha isakadaitach isa v'chlola. When he said, I'm not going to eat wheat or this or that, I'm not going to drink this or this. If in fact, the initial part of his statement, the general ban, is strong enough to trigger an isra, so why would he be liable for the next part of his statement, the details? He's already usher on everything on account of the first part of his statement. Mushba v'ahimid hu. He's already committed to that first shvuah, and you can't add anymore. So certainly, when it comes to shvuah's bitui, you can't double and triple up the isra. Shvuah shel eichel, next part of the Mishnah, which we referred to before, he made a shvuah not to eat, and he ate inedibles. He's potter. But if he ate nevela, treifa, things which are technically edible, although halachically forbidden, that constitutes an act of eating. And he's aiver, he's liable. Hagav v'kasha. The more at this point has a hard time with this, because the Gemara figures that nevela is really also not considered roi l'achila. It's not meant to be eaten. So what's the difference between eating dirt, which is physically inedible, or eating an animal, which is a nevela, which is not meant to be eaten either? Hogav v'kasha. It's inherently hard to understand. Amrus shvuah shel eichel. We begin with the halacha. I swear not to eat, period. And he ate inedibles. V'achal eichlen she'en ruin l'achila. Or he drank those things which are not really v'shasa mashkin she'en ruin l'shtis. But v'adatan, and you come back and tell me shvuah shel eichel, I promise not to eat. And he eats forbidden foods. He's chay. V'achal neveilois, treifa, shkatsun rosin, he's chay. What's the difference? Ma'ish n'resha, the potter. Why in the first case, by inedibles, he's potter? Or ma'ish n'seva d'chay, by neveilois, chay. Holy gosh, that could be easily answered as follows. Reisha v'stam, the first halacha by the inedibles, He didn't specify. I'm not going to eat. That's all he said. Then he ate something inedible. That doesn't count. But next, the halacha by the Nevela speaking that he specified. I'm not going to eat even a vela. So then, if he eats it, he violated his shvua. Well, how does that help us? Mefarish nami kufa tikshu. Even if he expressed it, it's not easily understood. Not either understood. Why? Because he's already asr on the nevela. You can't add to a pre-existing isur. Am I right? Mush b'mar Sinai. He's already committed from the time of Har Sinai. How could his shvua take effect? Mushba v'oimid mar Sinai. So we have those two terutzim, which we discussed a couple of times already. We have first Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, the Ami, they explained that he bundled, right? V'koyel odvarim ha-motorim, indvarim ha-surim. He didn't simply say, I'm not going to eat an avela. He said, I'm not going to have pizza, I'm not going to eat latkes, donuts, and avela. So he bundled it all together, and once the shvua gets activated for those items, it applies to the avela as well and adds another layer of isra on that. That's called koyel. Rish Lagash Amar, he has another approach. Then he banned even a drop, which would be mutter min haTorah, right? There's no liability for it, even though it's also min haTorah according to some, but there's no malchus, right? It doesn't have the same level of severity. So min haTorah, it's only a kezayis, and he came and he added another layer of iser, taking it a step further to ban even a drop. Hence, his shvua takes effect. So either he expressed it, or it's implied, right? Depending on those shitas we had the other day. In any case, the shvua was meant to limit him, to restrict him even from a drop of the nevela, which is something that he's establishing above and beyond the Isur HaTorah. Rish Lagash Amar Yata Moitzi can only work out Eli Ibn Mefarsh if he specified Chatzisher, I swear to keep away even from a drop. Follow the Rabbanon, like the Rabbanon say that without specifying, it's presumed to be a Kazayis. Right, shvua unspecified is presumed to be a kazayis, and here he specified, so he meant to ban even less than a kazayis. Ibistam ali the rakiva or counter rakiva who says that any shvua, even unspecified, is presumed to cover even a drop. So yeah, damar adam oisur asim kol shvua, and that's what he did over here. So that explains why when he says I will not eat, and he explains I'm not going to eat nevela and this and that. The shvua is chal, because he's going beyond the Torah, he's banning even a drop. So we have two ways to explain the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan is with the bundling approach, and Rish Lakish works with the chatzishir. Now, Bishlim, Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yechanan preferred his approach as opposed to Rish Lakish, who had to explain it one way according to Rabbi Akiva, one way according to Rabbanon. He didn't want to get involved in that. The Mukim Lo, the Mastis, and the Virakot, he wanted to take an approach which is universal without getting involved in, you know, machlek el Rish Lakish. My time alone with Rabbi Yechanan. Why didn't Rish Lakish go to Rabbi Yechanan? That the answer is Isra Koyl. Oh, Malach, I'll tell you, Ki, I'm reading Isra Koyl. When do we say Isra Koyl works? Isra Abba Me'elof. When it's a naturally occurring ban, Rashi says, for example, the classic case is the Isra of a Nevela on Yom Kippur. So before Yom Kippur, the Nevela is already Asr. So what happens if he eats it on Yom Kippur? Is he also chayiv kares for eating on Yom Kippur? It's already Yasser. The answer is yes. It's Isser Kaila, because before Yom Kippur came, although he had to keep away from Nevela, but he could eat other things. So since Yom Kippur acts in Isser on other things, it gets activated for other permissible, previously permissible foods, so on account of that, it also covers the Nevela. So then we say Isser Kaila works, as opposed to a self-generated Isser, like a shvua-generated Isser. There, Kailo does not help us. That's just the way it is. A self-initiated Isser, we don't differentiate between this type of Isser and that type of Isser. Even though it's Isser Kailo, the Shvua will not land upon a pre-existing Isser. Okay, and we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. So as per a brief summary, we discussed Shtia B'chlal Achila. We had a right from a Svara, from a Pasuk, from the Mishnah. We explained why Shvuah Shalei Echal Pas Chitin and Pas Er and Pas Kusmin is considered three separate Shvuahs because of the repetitiveness. Same thing regarding different types of liquids. We explained that as well. We went over to Shvuahs HaPikadon, different cases, separate Shvuahs, bundled Shvuahs. I'm left off with a more of a discussion. Shvur shel eichal, right? And he eats inedibles, he's potter. If he eats an avela, he's chayv. Why? Rabbi Yechanan pshat was isru koyla, because he specified nevela amongst other things, so he's chayv for nevela as well. It's because the shvur took the ban a step further beyond the Torah, which is limited to kazayis, and he added an additional restriction, additional isser, which applies even to a chatzishir. All the best to you, and that's lacharab.